Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office are still looking for a motorcycle driver that evaded police in a vehicle pursuit last Wednesday night. A deputy near Bear River Casino was informed that two motorcyclists that had just left the casino area had been involved in the purchase of multiple pounds of marijuana and that one of the motorcyclists was carrying a large army duffel bag which contained the marijuana. The deputy was able to locate the two motorcyclists, and the one carrying the large duffel bag ran a stop sign. The deputy tried to initiate a traffic stop, but the motorcyclist sped off southbound on the US 101, and the deputy started the pursuit. The motorcycle then proceeded to go northbound on the US 101, and due to the interest in public safety, the deputy did not continue the pursuit. Additional deputies later found the motorcycle by itself in the 3100 block of Eureka. Anyone with information regarding the driver is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Time now for Our Community News. Here's Dan Squire.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the economic impact the arts and theater have on communities along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Arts and culture events support more than 400 jobs and generates nearly $2 million in revenue for local governments each year in Humboldt County alone. Theaters in Eureka, Arcata, and at Humboldt State University, along with summer music and arts festivals, bring in visitors from across the country and draw tens of thousands to the region. Those visitors spend money, and they spend money on transportation, hotels and motels, local restaurants, and retail stores. Those attendees purchase tickets and pay for parking, and they hit the bars and restaurants before and after events. Local residents spend an average of $28 per event, while for visitors, that number rises to $65, money that plays a key role in the economic life of our communities.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office are still looking for two inmates who escaped an inmate work crew site in Eureka early last week. One of the inmates is identified as Brian McSilvers, a 36-year-old white male with short blonde hair and hazel eyes. The other is identified as James Henry Jr., who is 35 years old, bald, 5'10", with hazel eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Yesterday afternoon, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees District Council 57 and the Local 1684 have announced their endorsement of Eureka City Council candidate Natalie Arroyo for the 5th Ward seat of the City Council. This is the third endorsement in the past week for Arroyo. Last Friday afternoon, the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 5 announced their endorsement of Arroyo for the 5th Ward seat. And last Wednesday afternoon, the Building and Construction Trades Council of the Humboldt and Del Norte counties announced their endorsement of Arroyo as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the November election, we get the chance to hear from the candidates running for seats on the Arcata City Council. There are 5 candidates running for 3 open seats, and 2 others facing off to fill out the remaining term. Juan Fernandez is one of the candidates running for one of the 3 open seats on the council, and he sat down and spoke with us about the reasons he is running and some of the key issues the city faces.
The previous election, there wasn't any competition. It was basically a free election for everyone. They weren't questioned about their beliefs or how they were going to change things. And I didn't believe that was right. And I wanted to get some issues out there to bring to the people, basically. My training's in journalism, and that's what I wanted to do. So that started the ball rolling, and I started seeing other issues come around.
Fernandez, who studied journalism and political science at Humboldt State, went on to say,
that was another reason why I wanted to run. I wanted to be the watchdog, the guy out there asking the tough questions. You know, I'm not beholden to any political or economic elite of the city. I don't have vested interests. I rent, you know, and I'm a 9-to-5 guy. I work 40 hours a week at Ray's Food Place as a customer service manager. And so I'm used to dealing with people. And this is the kind of stuff I wanted to do for the city. I wanted to be there and just let them know what's going on.
Fernandez is one of 6 candidates vying for 3 seats on the Arcata City Council. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.